Welcome back to another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast, where we sit down each month to speak with the Ohio State Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director to talk about the current state of OSU athletics. This is episode number 8. My name is Ben Waite, and I am joined, as always, by the incomparable Mr. Gene Smith. In this episode, we will chat with two of our Buckeyes that strive to represent not just our university in the great state of Ohio, but also their home countries in international competition. Gene, welcome back. How you doing?
Oh, great, Ben. Thank you for having me again. Appreciate your hard work.
Always a pleasure to be here with you. So before we jump into things, why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on here at OSU Athletics? Obviously, some big news coming out about Coach Day's contract and anything else that might be going on.
Well, you know, we're just really proud of our winter sports and their performance thus far. They're doing an excellent job really across the board. And our spring sports have started up. They're mostly traveling to the warm part of the country and competing. But just really proud of our student-athletes. They're killing it in competition, really blessed. We'll talk about this a little later. Having our women's swimming team win the conference championship for the first time in 34 years.
That's
just
great.
A phenomenal job those young ladies did, and our coaching staff, proud of them. And then our men's and women's fencing teams won their Midwest Conference championships that we hosted this weekend at Frenchfield House. And just really, really happy for them and us. And now they kind of everyone moves on to the next level. So our men will be competing in the Big Ten championships in swimming. And so just things are going well right now. Ryan Day's contract was something that he and I worked on in late December. You know, his performance has just been phenomenal. Student athletes are doing a great job in the classroom. Most people don't know this, but when we played the CFP contest, we had 23 of our players had already graduated.
Wow.
And that is a record. And so how our young men are responding to his leadership, and then, of course, the wins and losses are just great job being 13-1 and how he's recruited. So things are going well right now. We just have to keep it going.
Absolutely. It's always positive when we can bring home a couple more trophies for the trophy case all across the board. So we love the shiny stuff around here. But as we said, today we have the pleasure of speaking with some of our gifted student-athletes that aspire to represent the Buckeyes in international competition. Before we get to that, Gene, what does it mean to you and Ohio State to have Buckeyes competing around the world for their countries?
Well, it's a point of pride for our Buckeye Nation. Buckeye Nation is international. We think about all the countries that we have Buckeyes living in, and they're really proud to be in a country where one of our athletes is representing that country. And so it's also the service that we try and make sure we provide. When you have young people who are gifted and talented like these two that we'll talk to today, you want to make sure that they are able to chase the ultimate dream. And the ultimate dream is to represent your country in the greatest level of competition. And some actually get to do it.
Yep.
You know, they chase it, get to do it. Some just get a chance to chase it.
Yeah.
And I've always said that is what we want to do is position them to chase that dream. And if they're blessed to realize it and represent their country, that is the ultimate. And so it means a lot to me. My wife represented Canada in the 1976 Olympics. She was their starting center. And so I get it at home quite a bit. This summer I'll get it at home quite a bit. How many are representing Canada?
Mm-hmm.
I'll get that all day. But no, it's just a blessing. It's what we work for.
Absolutely. And our guests today are two of our exemplar Buckeyes that are preparing to compete internationally this spring and hopefully this summer. First with us, we have Catherine Demler. She's a senior on the Ohio State women's swimming team, originally from Gelsenkirchen, Germany. Yeah, I know. I practiced that. Catherine is a two-time Big Ten champion, and as we mentioned, helped bring home the first team conference championship in 34 years, which is really exciting. Also with us today, we have Miles Martin, a recent graduate of the OSU wrestling program who is living in Columbus and training at the Ohio Regional Training Center in hopes of competing for Team USA this year. During his time at OSU, Miles was a four-time All-American, a Big Ten champion, a national champion, and most importantly, received his degree. So really excited to have you guys here. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
No problem.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So to start out, I want to ask both of you, what brought you here to Columbus, to Ohio State? Catherine, why don't we start with you?
And actually a little longer story. While I was in Germany, I obviously loved swimming, but at some point, due to various reasons, I didn't enjoy it as much anymore, and I took a break and like quit for a little. And I realized I didn't want to stop something I was this passionate about and a note like that, and I wanted to get a little new start, if that makes sense. And I heard about the great opportunities America offers, especially with like combining athletics and academics together. So while looking for other schools, Ohio State stood out the most to me because they gave me the feeling they want me. They don't just want me as an athlete, they value me as a person, and I knew that for me to compete at the best level possible, I have to get the feeling I can have a second home so far away from home.
Yeah, we're glad you could find that here in Columbus.
No question.
Miles, what about you? You're from Jersey originally.
Jersey, man.
Yeah, I'm a Jersey boy. I'm a Jersey boy, and I for high school, I went to a boarding school in Maryland. So it was I lived in a rough town in Jersey. My parents wanted to kind of get me out of that environment. So I went to boarding school. They sent me away, which kind of wasn't very fun. But I got used to it, yeah. But to be honest, I was born a Buckeye. I couldn't tell, like, other colleges that, but, like, when you're getting recruited, you know, you got to play that game where, like, you got to, like, weigh your options. But I always knew I wanted to be at Ohio State, and it made it easier when Tom Ryan and Ross Thatcher, Lou Rizzelli, they were recruiting some of my friends, you know, like Kyle Snyder, Bo Jordan, Nate Tomasella. So it just made the decision, like, super easy. Yeah. So I was super thankful to even get the opportunity to compete for Ohio State and just get a full ride to come here and then to get a degree. So, yeah.
Absolutely. It seems like it worked out well for you. And Miles, when did you know you also wanted to compete internationally or try to at least to compete for Team USA?
So I've always, I mean, in wrestling, like in the summer, there's two different styles. So the college season is called folk style. And when you're not doing folk style, on the off season, you do freestyle or Greco. And freestyle and Greco is like the world and like Olympic style of wrestling. So growing up, I've always like wrestled on New Jersey traveling teams in freestyle tournaments, like just being on the national team. And then I made my first world team last year as like a U23 world team. I competed in Romania. I didn't wrestle as well. I went like 1 and 2. But it was just like my first time like being on a world team and like competing overseas, getting used to the food, the smelly foreign, not all foreign smell.
Right.
Some of them smell pretty bad. But just that whole experience, I was like getting used to it. And I knew like this is exactly what I wanted to do, just because being in like other countries, you kind of see how they live. And it's like, I don't know, you kind of sometimes being in America, you kind of take things for granted. And then you see like how other people are just not living like the way you're living. Like they can't even drink their like tap water, you know, like they'll get sick from that. So but it just motivated me to want to do really well. And then I competed again. I went to Worlds. I was Kyle Snyder's partner for Worlds. And that was another good experience, just watching the World Championships, being able, like, wanting to compete in the World Championships. And it just kind of motivated me, and, like, I just had things to look forward to. And this past, I think it was January, I went to Nice, France to compete in a tournament. And I ended up winning that tournament. It was my first tournament I ever won overseas.
That's great.
And, yeah, after that, I was, like, 14th in the world. So it was a big weekend for me. And now I'm just looking forward to making this Olympic team.
Yeah. Awesome. So, if you have to go somewhere to compete internationally, I guess Nice is one
Nice
place that might be okay to do.
Yeah. And I didn't want to leave.
If you have
surprised your back.
Yeah. And if you have to travel with somebody to these competitions, I guess Kyle might be a good partner.
Yeah,
guy. Does he bring a bag for all of his extra medals and rings? Catherine, what about you? When did you decide you wanted to try and compete for Germany? And then what drives that pursuit for you?
I think it's a little different in Europe to compete internationally because it's just a little smaller.
Yeah.
So just going for me to like the Netherlands, it's like a 2-hour drive.
Yeah.
When did I know? I didn't fully know. I became really good when I was younger already. So my first time competing at junior nationals, I won a couple titles. So I was automatically on the junior national team.
Sure.
Which sent us to junior Europeans and junior worlds and youth Olympics. And I think just meeting so many new people, learning so many new cultures, and just all the experiences I get to, like, relive and, like, experience.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
But, yeah, I feel very fortunate about everything.
Yeah. And what makes you want to compete for your home country? What does it mean to chase a spot on the German national team?
It definitely means a lot. I've been part of Team Germany, or, like, I used to be part of it from, like, a very young age, I think, when I turned, like, 13 or 14. So that's something I've always resonated with. And I think it would just be a great honor to represent them at, like, the biggest stage possible.
Absolutely. Gene, what do we do here at OSU to ensure that the talented student-athletes we have that opportunity to compete internationally and the demands that entails?
You know, the biggest thing is making sure our coaches understand that we want to give them that opportunity if they want to chase that. And then trying to help them figure out their finances along the way, because it's a little bit challenging for them. And now, actually, we just passed a new rule with the NCAA where the national governing bodies can now pay for their expenses to train them and their travel expenses and things of that nature. So there'll be some more funding coming through those mechanisms. We were allowed to fund some things, but not enough. I think the biggest thing is the culture, and we obviously have the resources, you know, the training, and from a technical point of view, from an apparatus point of view, from, you know, doctors, all that kind of stuff. But I think what's really important is between the ears and in the hearts.
Yeah.
And making sure that they know that we're comfortable with them chasing that dream, and they can come back and have access to our facilities, have access to our professionals to help them. Many of them have to decide, cats in this situation, where do I want to train? Do I want to train here, or do I want to go back to Germany? And I think she's training here, I think. And that means that our coaches and our support staff did the right thing, because she's comfortable training here to chase that ultimate dream.
Yeah.
And there's some athletes that prefer to go home.
Sure.
And I've seen that over the years, and that's okay. But the most important thing is making them feel comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely want to encourage them to go as far as they can in their,
yep,
in their endeavors. Catherine, you and your teammates will be designing some championship rings pretty soon here.
Oh, yeah.
Very excited, as we mentioned, about you guys winning your first Big Ten championship in 3 decades. What does that experience mean to you? And tell us a little bit about what that was like.
Wow, it was truly incredible. I don't think I can actually explain how it felt. I think you almost have to be there.
Sure.
Especially for me, we don't have college sports or high school sports back in Germany where I'm from, so I've never learned, or, like, I've never really been part of a team, especially because swimming itself is very individual. And just being a part of this team taught me how to be caring for one another, be there for one another, and just support one another in every way possible. And just, I'm a senior, so I've been here for the past 4 years, and I've seen all the hard work and determination everybody put in. So it's incredible and unbelievable how it all paid off. And
yeah, it's fantastic when you can finally see the fruits of those labor.
And it's only the beginning, because we have so much more, like, coming and, like, in store, and it's just great that.
Catherine, let me ask you a question. So you were part of the transition where, because Bill was Dorkoff, our head coach, was originally our head women's swimming coach.
Yes.
And then we asked him to step in and combine the programs and become the director of swimming. What was that like for you? Could talk a little bit about what benefits did you see occur as a result of that, bringing the two teams together?
I think we all just grew closer together, and we became a bigger family. And I think just people standing behind each other itself and supporting each other makes you become a better athlete yourself, and just having more support and, like, more people being there for you. For me especially, I like to train really well, so finally training with the guys, I was able to, like, race some guys and just compete with them and it definitely helped me push myself harder and harder.
So, oh, that's great. I'm glad you said that. That's great. That's cool. That's what we hope. You know? I wasn't sure.
showing some people up a little bit. Miles, you're another one of those athletes that it's an individual competition, but you're competing. You competed for a team when you were here at OSU. In your time, like we said, you won a Big Ten championship. You were an All-American. You won a national championship. You know, for somebody that's ticked a lot of the boxes that you can in your sport, what's next for you? What's your next goal, and how are you going to try and get there?
My next goal is just to make a world team, win worlds, make an Olympic team, and win the Olympics. Those have been, like, long-term goals and since I've been wrestling in the sport. And now it's kind of crazy because, like, now they're kind of, like, short-term goals because they're, like, it's, like, right, like, Olympic trials are April 4th through the 5th. So that's, like, in a couple, like, soon, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, those are my goals. And I'm doing everything I can to do it, like, to accomplish it. I'm working really hard, putting myself through some hard workouts, listening to the coaches, eliminating distractions in my life. So it's tough, but, I mean, when you want something so bad, you'll be willing to do anything for it. So it just makes it easier just because I know what I want. So I just have to stay focused and go get it.
Yeah. Absolutely. How do you think your time competing on a team here at OSU helped you prepare for where you are now?
I've always, in wrestling, like, I've always been a part of teams and stuff like that and made friends. It's just, it made it easier to get through some workouts when, like, one of your best friends is going with it, like, going through the same workout with you. So it's like, you guys are, like, both kind of sacrificing together and struggling together. So it just makes it easier to get through some of those tough workouts. And then you kind of grow as a person, and then you kind of, like, get close. Like, I don't know, you make friends, because wrestling's so hard. It's not an easy sport. It's not really for everybody. Swimming's not an easy sport either. So these are, like, two really, really hard sports to where, like,
right,
if you don't love it, you're doing it, and you're going to burn out, and you're just eventually going to hate it. So it just helps to have, like, some of your friends going through it with you too, and your coaches are kind of, they're putting you through the workout, but they're kind of, like, there for, like, moral support, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, all that stuff just helps you just grow as a person and, like, figure out who you are outside of wrestling. Like, when you lose, I'm sure, like, if you don't do well in swimming too, you kind of, like, self-assess yourself and, like, self-assess your training and go back and try to fix what you're doing wrong. So it's just a lot of, like, trial and error and then assessment and all that stuff. So, like, that process, it just helps you outside of the sport too, which is a big like life characteristic,
sure,
I guess you can have.
Yeah, absolutely. Catherine, as Gene said, you're planning on training here in the States for the upcoming games. What's it like for you? What's that experience like training here in the U.S. and then with the hopes of competing for another country's team?
Oh, I actually haven't thought about it that way. For me, when I first got here, I developed so much trust in my coaches, and they've got me to the point where I am today. They taught me how to love my sport again, and so I don't feel too weird about, like, training in the U.S. just because, like, I consider this family, but I also consider Germany family and myself, so because I still stay in touch with, like, my coaches, my friends over there. So I think I just have a blessed opportunity to do this.
Yes, anytime you can find an extended family, it definitely makes the process a little bit easier.
And she has another intermediate step because she has the nationals coming.
Oh, yeah, we have NCAAs coming up in 3 weeks.
So that's
our main focus right now, and then after that, it's going
to be. Which contributes to the opportunity. So she's obviously training for that dream and compete at that level, but it's sequenced extremely well for her because she'll just keep going for the Olympics, so it's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Miles, how has your training process changed now that you're done with school? You don't have to, there's no more exams.
Definitely a lot easier. Yeah, not having school makes your wrestling schedule way easier. Right now, it's just I'm just kind of like the expert in my life, so I'm just starting to figure out, like, knowing when my body needs the rest, knowing when I need to get workouts in, and it makes it a lot easier not having to go to an 8 a.m. class, you know. So it's been good. It's definitely a lot less wear on the body, because, like, the college season can be kind of rough sometimes, and now, like, I compete maybe, like, three to four times a year, and I'll have times where my training will I'll have, like, a 6-week training, and then I'll compete, then I'll have, like, a month off, you know. So it's a lot easier on my body. Just with college, sometimes we'd have two matches in a weekend, or we have to wrestle Friday, Sunday, make scratch weight both times, and it's a lot of wear on the body. So, like, around national times, you kind of start to feel a little bit But yeah, training's been good. It's been fun.
Outside of the physical demands that you said the college season has as well, what has changed for you now that you don't have the added demands of being a student athlete?
Mentally, not much has really changed. I've been wrestling for so long, and it's just the same old thing. It's just now it's just starting to figure out, just get better at wrestling, really. Because at this level, it's like little small mistakes will cost you an Olympic team. Making an Olympic team or even winning an Olympic. So it's just tweaking and staying focused. And just I think the big part is just you're outside of wrestling. It's like what you're doing when you're not wrestling. Mm-hmm. I think I've done pretty well at being disciplined and not getting into trouble, staying out of trouble, not hanging around the wrong crowd. You know, I feel like sometimes when you graduate, you kind of have all this time on your hands where like, if you're not, because you only wrestle maybe 3 hours a day, you know, so like, all that other time, you kind of like, I don't know, try to figure out something to do.
Productive uses of your time, yes. Gene, for you, how have you seen the experience of student athletes that are chasing international dreams? How has that changed throughout your tenure as an athletic director?
You know, it's really unbelievable. And Cal and I were chatting earlier because I'm 63 now. I was 29 as an athletic director just a couple years ago, girl. And you know, so really the biggest thing is the focus, and Miles really represented it, is the focus on what you have to do in totality to get ready for that. He's, you know, it's nutrition, it's his mindset, taking care of his body, and it's just so different today. It's more of the health and wellness as you prepare is so different than what it used to be. It used to be more singularly focused on just the workout, and now it's more mind and body. Which is really good. It's really good, and so that's one thing I've seen. Then I've also seen the colleges and the coaches change a lot. Before, it didn't used to be as big of a emphasis, priority, or just a desire, really, to help a young athlete get themselves ready for the next. And now that's really embedded in what we do and what many of the colleges across the country do. I'm on the Olympic Advisory Committee for the colleges. And you'll see this year a lot more recognition around those student athletes and their colleges. So if they get there, you'll see a bigger presence of Ohio State around their participation. And so we've really changed the whole dynamic in the collegiate setting. Kevin White, the AD at Duke, Sandy Barber, the athletic director at Penn State, Bernard Muir at Stanford, the few of us are on this oversight committee, Greg Byrne at Alabama. We work with the Olympic Committee to make sure that our promotion and communication of their presence at the Olympics is at an all-time high among our fan base,
sure,
among Buckeye Nation. So this has changed quite a bit and for the good.
And then being that Ohio State is arguably one of the largest and most comprehensive athletic departments in the country, we have 36 varsity sports. It's more than any other public school in the country.
Right.
I have to imagine we are seeing more of these instances than a lot of other schools. Why is that important to us as a department?
Yeah, we have, I think at last count, somewhere around 46, 47 student athletes who will be chasing the dream for their country. And so it's important for us to make sure that, one, their families and them recognize that we're proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to make sure we put them on a pedestal. Whether they ultimately achieve it or not, you know, it's one thing. What's most important is, like as I said earlier, give them a chance to just chase it. And so we want to put them on the pedestal to let them know that we appreciate them and we're here for them and their families. And then the other thing is for Buckeye Nation. You know, we'll have a few from Spain that'll be chasing the dream, and you know, we have a number of alums who live in that part of the world, and they'll be proud of those young ladies. So it's really important for us to make sure we do that.
Absolutely, making Buckeye Nation very proud this upcoming year.
And to promote the fact that Catlin will have her degree in May.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm actually taking an extra summer semester.
Oh, you're going to do a summer semester.
Yeah. There you go.
So August?
August.
You're going to
August.
Be, you don't have anything else going on this summer that might take up your time? Maybe
a trip
to Tokyo or something? Or?
They're only online classes, technically I'm just...
How many credit hours do you have to take this summer?
Nine.
Oh, wow. You got a little heavy. You got some lifting to do.
We'll check in with you in Tokyo and make sure you're getting your homework done.
Exactly right.
So what's next for the two of you guys? Like, what does the timeline look like from obviously, Catherine, you have NCAAs, trials. What does that timeline look like for you?
So, yes, I have NCAAs in 3 weeks, so we're getting back on the grind, pumping our volume up, working hard, and that's the main focus for now. And then I think as soon as NCAAs are over, I don't think I'm going to go into like a break. I'm going to go back right into swimming because trials are coming up end of April, beginning of May. So I'm going to go home for that. And yeah, so.
See what happens.
See what happens.
Miles, what about you? What's your timeline look like?
Yeah, I just have Olympic trials April 4th and 5th, and hopefully I make the team. I'll compete in the Olympics, and then after that, just get ready for Worlds next year. So World Trials again. It's like the same thing. You have the trials, and then you make the team, and then you go to Worlds. So I'll probably be doing international competitions in between. I don't know exactly what yet, but right now the main focus is Olympic trials. So.
Absolutely. We'll be thinking of both of you guys as you go through that, and we're obviously behind you fully. What's next after you're done competing athletically? What do you guys want to be doing, 10, 15 years from now? Miles?
Me? I've put so much time into this sport, I probably will probably coach college wrestling.
Yeah.
Not exactly sure if I'm going to. Like if something else came out with a lot more money, maybe I'll be interested in that. Yeah, I think I've done a lot in the sport, and the sport has given me a lot, too, so I kind of want to give back. And I think college wrestling is – I don't know if I could do, like, high school or, like, midget league wrestling. My patience isn't very high, so I'll definitely do, like, college wrestling, college wrestling.
Yeah. Catherine, what about you?
I'm actually not fully sure what I want to do. I know in the past 4 years I learned how to enjoy the moment, so I'm definitely going to enjoy the past next few months I have as like being a Buckeye. Mm-hmm. And I definitely want to make sure whatever it is that I'm going to pursue, I'm going to incorporate. I definitely want to take away like some of the major values and beliefs I learned here at Ohio State, and which are caring for others and being there for others. So I was thinking maybe going into social work, mm-hmm. because I think you can definitely help others and like leave an impact. And I think what our coach told us something which says, love what you do and love who you do it with. And I think that was a big motto going into this championship season. And I definitely want to make sure that whatever I do in the future, I'll keep that in mind.
Absolutely.
Awesome. You get your degree in psychology, right?
Yes.
Miles, what was your degree in?
I got my degree in sport management.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
A little bit easier than psychology.
Both of which you can do anything you guys set your minds to with those degrees. So I want to thank you both for being here today. Really appreciate your insights. And like we said, we're behind you 1,000%. And we're really rooting for you guys this upcoming summer.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That does it for another episode of the Gene Smith Podcast. Thank you for joining us once again. We really appreciate everyone who has listened and subscribed thus far. If you like what you hear, please subscribe and leave us a review wherever you find your favorite podcasts. We will be back with new episodes released the first Monday of each month. Next month, we will be discussing how our department manages the logistics, scheduling, and maintenance of the dozens of facilities that we utilize. For Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I am Ben Waite. Thank you, and go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.